Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. And where the hell have I been? Yes, you are asking yourself. It's National Poetry Month. I should have done a poem each day. Well, I've been out in the garden. I've been laying mulch and watching the crocuses come up and getting the seeds ready and getting the grass seeds down and filling little pots and mulching leaves that were covering the tender perennials and so on and so forth. And now the tulips are bursting forth and the flower buds are just about to open. And isn't it just a wonderful time to fall in love? Spring. Doesn't it just seem right that spring is for love? People fall in love over and over and over and over and over again. Not all people. I don't even know if a lot of people do that, but some people do that. And it does call into question that quality of love. I prefer staying in love. I prefer the non-admission of impediments to the merit of true minds. I prefer the true mind. But of course, getting there is often very tricky, and often under illusion, we actually think we are in our true minds. So far be it from me to not allow everyone the journey of discovering, demystifying, and entering into that merit of true mind. I watched a very funny show, a very funny program of Chris Rock last night, and he was talking about infidelity, and he was talking about the woman wanting to know, wanting to know, wanting to know. Just tell me, I know you are, I know you are, I know you are. And then the guy finally mans up. And listen, it's important to man up, really important to just man up. And he does, and then it's all like, what? How could you do that to me? I mean, you have to laugh at it, because otherwise you spend your life weeping. It's so ridiculous. So, so ridiculous. I much prefer staying in love to falling in love. I much prefer the integrity of the true mind that is as clean as the integrity of the daffodil just bursting forth to show its true beauty. That is something to move toward. But I fell in love once, more than a decade ago, and I was under the spell of promises. No promises, can't make any promises. Maybe, maybe not. But I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I prefer the power of lasting love. I prefer the life of non-illusion. Anyway, I read a long article by Nora Ephron just the other day about her divorce when her husband betrayed her and they had two kids and how difficult it was and how she went on and for some time defined herself by this divorce and this event, and then got to a point of evolution to just recognizing her humanity and herself as the writer she was. I think that's a wonderful space to enter into, that space of evolution, that space of evolving beyond all the things in life that are thrown our way just to traumatize us. But to shuffle them off somehow, and evolve beyond them. That is the place of our best humanity. And that's where I want to be. That's where I strive to be in my life with all my failings. Not in the day-to-day tragedies, not in the human folly, not in the ridiculous things that people do to each other. But in that space of knowing, there is something beyond all of that. The space of the merit of the true mind. So this is a poem from my book, Homefront, to say, bye-bye, butterfly. I know you won't be coming back here. It's titled, In Love, Hello, Goodbye. And it's prefaced with a quote by Lucci. I am alone with the beating of my heart. Stay with me tonight, old songs. I wonder if I'll ever walk that hill again, or if I'll bend with you stretching back to say aloud, look, the Pleiades, that every night are constant stars. I wonder if I'll not point out for seemingly the millionth time how red Mars finds itself easily, even through windowed night. And I ask myself where to tuck in alone. Will I sit in this field or on that rock? Will I lounge from the tattered blanket to say exactly how from the hill where we kissed, as mountains rose and fell, meeting tree line after emptied tree line, filling the horizon, this body took each dip, each peak, each rolled continuity of crevice and cliff to call its own? Will I pass the river like old songs, current in the babble of tender, falling off like descent into constancy of times remembered? And where will you be, if not here, for me to take your hand through days whispered so softly you might not notice your own Slavic notes, Ruchitsu, as you taught? Give me your hand. And you are not the only one with whom I've shuffled into and over damp and grayed, decaying, fallen, or opening green leaves while on my own way home. And after I tell you how today some brown-sugared mare came to her fence as if to greet, stretching her neck almost toward my hand, sniffing my lifted glove, smelling as though wanting to make it known. After I tell you this, after I say how the least anticipated, called inexplicable, comes with its gestures and gaits and simple strokes, you'll still say you're leaving. And I know you'll go. It's easy, my friend. Like everything else, one must fly off to know how one comes home. I thank you for listening, and you betcha, I will see you next time on Radio Lee.